Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking about their children who prefer to work alone, who resist group projects, who want to do everything by themselves. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this is your child, you're not dealing with a problem. You're witnessing something absolutely wonderful. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When your 5 or 6 year old says, I want to do it myself, or I don't want to work with the group, they're not being difficult. They're not antisocial. They're actually showing you something beautiful. They've mastered independence. And that, my friend, is a huge developmental achievement. Think about it. Just a few years ago, your little one needed you for everything. And now? Now they have ideas, preferences, and the confidence to pursue them on their own. That's not something to fix, that's something to celebrate. But I know what you might be thinking, you might be worried. What about teamwork? What about cooperation? What about getting along with others? And those are beautiful questions, my friend, because they show how much you care about your child's future. Here's what research tells us, and it's so fascinating. Children develop social skills in stages, like climbing a beautiful staircase made of starlight. First, they play alone, that's called solitary play. Then they play near other children, but not with them, that's parallel play. Then they start to interact, that's associative play. And finally, around ages 4 to 6, they begin true cooperative play, where they work together toward a shared goal. Your child who wants to work alone, they might still be building the confidence they need for that final step. And that's completely, beautifully normal. The National Institutes of Health published research showing that cooperative play enhances children's social-emotional competencies during this exact age window. But here's the key, it enhances them. It doesn't create them from nothing. Your child needs to feel secure in their own abilities first before they can truly collaborate with others. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to share your favorite toy when you're not even sure it's really yours. Scary, right? But when you know it's yours, when you feel confident and secure, sharing becomes so much easier. The same is true for ideas, for work, for creative projects. Your child is building that inner security right now. They're learning, I can do this. I have good ideas, I'm capable. And once they truly believe that, then they'll be ready to bring those gifts to a group. So what can you do to support this beautiful transition? I'm so glad you asked. First, validate their independence. When they say, I want to do it myself, honor that whenever it's safe and reasonable. Say something like, I love seeing how capable you are. You've got this. That validation builds the confidence they'll need for cooperation later. Second, create low-pressure opportunities for collaboration. And this is where stories can be so helpful. When children see characters working together in a story, they learn what cooperation looks like without the pressure of having to do it themselves right away. Let me tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover something magical. They find an arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and work together. What I love about this story is how gentle it is. Leo and Mia don't start out as perfect teammates. They have to learn. They discover that when Leo talks over Mia, the lights dim. But when they truly listen to each other, when they take turns and share ideas, the whole arcade comes alive with the most beautiful colors. Children watching this story learn something powerful. Cooperation isn't about giving up your own ideas. It's about combining your ideas with someone else's to create something even more magical than you could make alone. After you share this story with your child, you can create your own cooperative games at home. Maybe you build a block tower together, where you each take turns adding blocks. Maybe you make up a story together, where you each add one sentence. Maybe you cook together, where one person measures and the other person pours. The key is keeping it playful and pressure-free. If your child resists, that's okay. Just say, no problem, we can try again another time, and then honor their need for solo work. Third, help them see the benefits of teamwork through real-life examples. When you're working with your partner or a friend on something, narrate what you're doing. You might say, I'm so glad Daddy is helping me with this. My idea was to paint the fence blue, and his idea was to add a design. Together, we're making something even better than either of us imagined. Fourth, and this is so important, don't force it. Research from educational journals shows that cooperative learning has measurable effects on group work behavior. but only when children are developmentally ready and the environment feels safe. Forcing a child who isn't ready will only create anxiety and resistance. Instead, think of yourself as a gardener. You're planting seeds of cooperation, watering them with gentle opportunities, and giving them time to grow. Some seeds sprout quickly, others take longer. Both are perfect. And finally, remember this. Your child's preference for solo work right now doesn't predict their future. Some of the most collaborative, team-oriented adults started out as fiercely independent children. They just needed time to build their confidence first. The magic book whispers this truth. Every child has their own timeline, their own rhythm, their own way of blooming. Your job isn't to rush them. It's to love them exactly where they are while gently showing them what's possible. So if your child wants to work alone on their school project, honor that. If they resist group activities, don't panic. Instead, look for small, gentle ways to introduce collaboration. Read stories like the Harmony Arcade Adventure that show teamwork as something magical, not mandatory. Create playful opportunities at home. And most importantly, trust your child's process. They're not behind. They're not broken. They're exactly where they need to be, building the foundation of confidence they'll need for a lifetime of beautiful connections. You're doing such a wonderful job, my friend. I can see how much you care, how much you want the best for your child. And that love, that's the most important ingredient of all. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and so much love. Find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and other beautiful stories about friendship and cooperation in the Book of Inara app. And remember, you've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.